feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Through the marvels of modern technology, we are here. Hello.
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 Hello, Barbershop Quartet. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, this is a new bed, Neil.
Is it? Oh, I suppose it's fairly new. It's called Dizzy Fingers.
Yes.
Yes. Hello,
Dizzy
welcome
Fingers.
To the show. Neil and Debbie here on Gaydio this Saturday morning.
AKA Dizzy Fingers. Actually, that's not a bad nickname for a lesbian. At this is Ndebs at Gaydio. Email Ndebs at gaydio.co.uk because I can play the piano.
Oh, can you?
Play the piano, yeah.
I can
very
that.
Good on that. Welcome one and all. It's beautiful to be here. It's October. It's a very special week. Mm. Loads has happened personally, privately, and morally.
Oh.
And we'd love your, we'd love you to be on it. This is Ndebs at Gaydio. I can't concentrate with this Dizzy Finger.
I know.
Bed,
do you want a bit more with a little chiddling?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
More tunes like this on Anthems at 11. Freemasons, Love on My Mind on Gaydio.
Oh, my God, the Freemasons. We played them last week with Catherine Ellis. You told me I didn't have time to do a link here because we've got to go into the news.
That's
so
right.
Shut up.
Oh, right. Well, we will.
The good, the bad, and the
lovely.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Good, bad, and lovely things going on in the world this week. And first of all, Rishi Sunak has been heavily criticised for comments he made in his speech to the Tory party faithful at this week's party conference in Manchester. Prime Minister was very open with delegates of what he thinks of the T in LGBTQ.
We shouldn't get bullied into believing that people can be any sex they want to be. They can't. A man is a man and a woman is a woman. That's just common sense.
Sadly, we've been here before, and one thing history teaches us is that attitudes do change and ignorance does get swept away. Back at the 1987 Tory party conference, the then Prime Minister, Margaret Thatcher, uttered these disgraceful words.
Children who need to be taught to respect traditional moral values are being taught that they have an inalienable right to be gay.
Oh dear. Other news this week, Pope Francis.
Hang on a minute, love. Hang on a minute, love. Just there's only one thing to play after all of that. It's gone cold in the air, isn't it? Cold.
Some interesting news here from Pope Francis, who suggested that the Catholic Church may take the unprecedented step of blessing homosexual relationships on a case-by-case basis, putting the pontiff at odds with many of his own denomination's doctrines and followers. Maybe he's been reading the news in the Daily Pontiff Times this week about the scientific research reporting on the fact that with same-sex behaviour in more than 1,500 species of animals, researchers have drawn some conclusions this week about something known as the Darwinian paradox. That is, why do animals practice same-sex sexual activity when it has no obvious evolutionary benefit and could lead to extinction if all members of the species practice it? Queer behaviour in animals may have evolved to keep the peace in species where social conflict can lead to a loss of life. The researchers have concluded that queer behaviour helps establish and maintain positive social relationships. This news has given me the excuse to dust off this old clip featuring these wise words from Stephen Fry.
At least 260 species of animal have been noted exhibiting homosexual behaviour, but only one species of animal ever, so far as we know, and I'd be fascinated if anyone can prove me wrong, has exhibited homophobic behaviour, and that's the human being. So ask yourself, which is really natural?
It's just, if I could get all of that on a t-shirt, or if someone could rework Baz Luhrmann's wear sunscreen just with that, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go.
Neil, that is, can we talk about that? Because, you know, I've studied biodiversity in the sexual organs. Sorry. Right.
You've been to university for that
Sorry.
One, haven't you? Well done.
Sorry, that was all wrong. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do?
celebrating Black History Month on Gaydia. That's Sid and Right Track. And whilst that was playing, unless you were in your library there, love. Yeah. What's going on there?
I was in my library to try and find... Hello, it's Neil and Debbie here. Cultural attachés to the British government. And Neil, I did mention a book... you mentioned in your news about Stephen Fry and how, and maybe that the Pope is taking on board that, my God, in nature, there's animals that practice same-sex matings. And I once worked with two pythons who were gay. And everyone thought they were a male and a female. And then they sexed them. It's quite hard to sex python.
Right.
And they found out they were two males, and they were coiled up every time I went to see them.
Oh, really?
They were absolutely obsessed with each other. They really were. But I've got a book. I've just gone into my library.
You're holding about 10 books
I've got all my library is Star Wars and animal books. So I've got this one, Last Chance to See, which features Stephen Fry. That's about animals.
Right.
I've got this one, David Attenborough, Life of Birds.
Life of Birds. Yeah.
I've got, hang on, I've got this one.
Heavy tones, these are. Yeah. Life on Earth.
Yeah. By who?
David Attenborough.
And then I've got...
Oh, here I am again. Life on Earth. Oh, Life on Air. There I am. Still alive.
Paperback. And then this one.
Oh, yes. Here I am again. Something. New Life Stories.
Yeah. And then another one.
You're a bit obsessed, aren't you? More Life Stories. So any of them signed?
No. I've got something signed. But the book I was looking for was called Biological Exuberance, Animal Homosexuality and Natural Diversity.
Right.
And I've lent my book out. So I'm gonna find out who I've lent that out to, because it's all about queer nature. It's all about queer nature. And Kew Gardens are about to do an exhibition called Queer Nature as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Should we take Richie Sunak along to that?
Yeah, then we should.
Did you hear about the Christmas jumper that's going around in the Tory conference at the moment that you can buy in the foyer?
Go on.
The wit. It's a picture of Margaret Thatcher on a Christmas jumper.
Yes.
I mean, do we need to go any further other than... Who needs frost and snow when that coal goes out? And do you know what's on it?
What?
No. Oh, good. Grow up!
Jax Jones, Need You Now on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs at Gaydio. Our email, ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
You've gone. No, you're there. You're there. We're having full confession, full disclosure. We're having slight hell when it comes to technical things. I've got two laptops out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm... got more, you know, the finger in the dike.
Oh, right.
The little boy with the finger in the dike.
Yes.
I'm like that with plugs. There are so many plugs, and I am balancing on a rope to try and do. If it suddenly goes, that's because something's happened this end,
right.
And I'm going to end up looking like, who's that bloke, Einstein, with the hair all frazzled. So just gird your loins, everyone. We should tell you what's coming up on the show in a second, if we're still here.
Charlie XCX, Rina Sayawama on Gaydio, and Beg For You.
So it's not often you hear a harp on a song these days, is it?
No, yeah, it's very
true. Last time was the Eurythmics, There Must Be An Angel, playing with my harp. This is ndebs at Gaydio, email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Very busy show today, Neil.
Mm.
Very busy show. First of all, this, we talked about it last week, but it's really kicked off in America.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album? Amazing.
Amazing. That was on American Breakfast TV. And I've got a quiz to play with you a little bit later on, Neil.
Yes.
Anyone can play along with this, but what's the missing word? Repeat, what is the missing word?
But as a gay man, I'm contractually obligated to support at all costs.
As a gay man, you are contractively, that what? Word,
yes.
Obliged to support what or who at all costs.
Men?
I think of that. No, that's not the answer. I'm afraid we're going to evacuate your house and your car. Also, some breaking, unbelievable news about, how can we say this, one of the biggest drag icon, the biggest drag icon in the world.
Oh, right,
have you heard
the
news?
Have
you
heard
the
news?
Well, you've got the news as well.
Is it? Hang on.
Don't say what it is. Let's compare notes next.
I'm going to say, who's this?
I did it, so get ready.
Is it that?
Yeah. Yes, it might be. Should we delve in next?
They are the Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl, on Gabeo. Girl, Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us.
This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. Do you know what that song is, Neil, don't you?
Go on.
Do you remember the story? Remember the story I told you when I was head of music for a radio station?
Remind
and
us.
And the plugger came in. It says, I've got this brilliant new track by the Chemical Brothers. It's amazing. Everyone, Radio 1 have playlisted it. And he played me Hey Boy, Hey Girls. And I was like, take that off now. It's awful. It's one of the worst tracks I've ever heard in my life. We will not be putting that on the A-list. Mm. And it went tight to number one.
Yeah,
it's huge in the dance charts.
Oops.
I can't listen to that without feeling a bit code cringe. My bottom clenches. This is Ndebs at Gadio. Email ndebs@gadio.co.uk. We're going to get to that very exciting breaking news about a gay icon who it's very exciting news this week.
Oh. Hello? Oh, you've disappeared. Oh dear, we are having one or two technical problems this week, bringing Debbie with you to the show, and I think you completely dropped out. The thing is, I can see Debbie on our little home screens to each other, and she's smiling away there, and she's obviously trying to get back into whatever's happened, but to no avail. So, yes, we will bring that news to you about that gay icon. Hopefully, if we can get Debbie back on the air. We'll never know. Here's a song. Saturday morning on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here. And we have an hour of Gadio's anthems with us very soon, Debbie. Some classic tunes. I've got a bit of Tiga coming up today with some shoes for you.
Oh, that's actually very real because you know who's starting her tour this week?
Oh, Madonna. Madonna.
So, it might be time for you to get your calculator out here, like you did at a previous Madonna gig, and calculate how much money she's making. Also, some great news about wonderful Kylie. Have you heard what she's done?
No.
Heard what she's achieved? She's broken another record this week.
Oh, she's on top of the world, isn't she?
Oh, she is, yes.
Another 7 seconds before you can finish speaking.
I would have gone into more detail about Kylie, but now I've already used those 7 seconds up, so here's the news at 11.
Yeah, you have, actually. Beautiful. Tiga and shoes on Katie's anthems. Katie B before that. Neil and Debbie here.
But whose shoes were they, Neil? Would they fit a certain...
I'm going bananas, and I feel like my poor little mind is being devoured by
bananas.
But I'm going bananas.
Oh, I hope she kicks off her celebration tour with that. Just come out on a giant banana like you're on holiday in Spain.
In the water, being dragged along.
In the water. And all the press there with their cameras trying to get a look of her with their fillers. Just do that to those fingers. Just do that. Just slide across this. Just picture it now. Sliding across the stage.
Mm.
Her hair flowing back just in the pointy bra on the comedy banana going.
I'm going bananas. I feel like my poor little mind is being...
I'd go and see that, actually. Yeah. I would go and see that. It's quite sad, actually, now. I've just done a little Google of Madonna's tour.
Right.
And do you know what all the headlines are?
Go on.
Daily Mail. Exclusive Madonna's rare sighting without filters. Star 65 looks radiant. Hello Magazine. Madonna, 65, is glowing in lace bra ahead of eagerly awaited tour. Then, the Express, Madonna looks youthful. This is a change from...
Did they say her age?
65. And isn't it funny, Neil? Before she went into hospital, look how awful Madonna looks after she's become out of hospital. The radiant and youthful Madonna. It's like a Christmas miracle. But if you've got tickets, please can you do some filming? Because she's coming next week, isn't she?
That's right,
I think it's 14th. And we're so 50 Shades of Jealous about the tour, because it'll be a really good one.
Oh, it's her greatest hits, isn't it?
Is it, Neil?
Yeah.
It is her greatest hits. We hadn't noticed.
Azari, Hungry for the Power on Gadio's anthems this Saturday morning. And Debbie here, you can tweet us at this is Ndebs at Gadio.
We should do a remix of that for Gadio, shouldn't we? Drop the ER at the first word. Good morning to the beautiful Abraham Anderson, who is listening in the US of Gay.
Beautiful.
Well, we've got some breaking news from America a bit later on, featuring, well, the one, the only.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album.
Amazing. Well, that's for later, but right now, well, we're sticking with Americans.
Mm. We are, yes.
Yeah, you're cue, Neil.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this week, and this was an interesting sort of way to launch it, because it was quite sort of subdued from RuPaul, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Tell me.
It's to do with a tease from RuPaul about the new book that's coming out. It's a memoir, I believe, sharing all sorts of things from Ru's life. Sounds really intriguing, but the actual mention, the actual moment it was revealed, was on Instagram. And do you want to hear what Ru had to say?
Definitely.
Here it is.
After 2.5 years, it's finally here. My memoir. I'm so excited and so anxious at the same time because I reveal so much of myself. You know, this world today it feels so hostile, and it's such a scary place to be vulnerable in, but I did it, so get ready.
I mean, there's the, there, you know, the rude that we know at the end, but very, very subdued, yeah, sort of delivery on that one, isn't it?
Sounded knackered. On Twitter, I'm still not calling it X, and Rue posts, "The time has come to announce my memoir, The House of Hidden Meanings. Writing this book left me gooped, gagged, and stripped raw." So I think that was RuPaul as he was gooped, gagged, and stripped raw. I think there's a DVD available of that somewhere on the dark web, actually, Neil. You look quite merciful.
Gorgeous, angelic, it's my turn on Gaydio's Anthems.
No, I think you'll find it's mine. That's angelic and it's anthemic. That makes it just that's takes good. You up, doesn't it? It's so beautiful. It is so delicious.
Yeah.
This is end episode, Gaydio. Neil, I bless you, my darling, for not mentioning something, by the way.
What's that?
The fact that I look like David Beckham from 1990.
Do you?
And also, well, either that or Lamar from Kajagoogoo, or even, you know, going further back, George Michael out of Careless Whisper.
Have you had something done to your hair or something?
Have I done something to my hair, Neil?
What have you done to your hair?
I've got a story to tell you about Edward Scissormouth, who is my hairdresser that doesn't shut up when I go there and I hear all his family problems. Yes, I've been left with a hideous 80s sort of dyed look.
Right.
Which we must delve into, but bless you for not mentioning that.
You're not having a good
darling.
Week, are you?
No, it's not.
It's our weekly deep dive into the archive to the rescue. This week, once again, I'm going to play you three clips from three classic tunes, Debbie. You have half an hour to sort of decide which one of the ones you want to hear in full at the end of the anthems hour. Only one mind, only one.
Yeah, only one, okay. Only one.
All right. Yeah. So here we go. I think you're going to like these three. You're going to be interesting to see which one you're going to go for, though. First up, we're off to the club. Here's Spankox. Spankox to the club. Choice number one on Freedom of Choice this week. Okay.
I like it. I love it.
Ah.
I love it.
That's superb, Neil. Definitely that one.
Okay. Let's see or will it be choice number two? Arola with Rough Drivers. Bow down, it's the diva, Catherine Ellis, on that one, of course.
Oh, my God. Oh, where's my inhaler, Neil? This is too exciting. you do know the rule book, the gay rule book. Mm. If Catherine Ellis is ever offered to play, all other bets off.
Right.
So
right.
I'm afraid you might as well play anything at number three. It will be flushed down the toilet.
Oh, even if it's Jose Nunez and Visitors.
Yes, I'm afraid so, Neil.
Jose Nunez, Visitors, choice number 3 on this week's Freedom of Choice. Debbie, you've got half an hour to decide which of those tracks you want to hear in full at the end of the Anthems Hour.
Well, I'm afraid, Neil, it's put into us when we're born as LGBTQ plus people. Catherine Ellis is the only choice for me. Right. But can I just also say, if we do play Catherine Ellis, can we please all collectively have a group intro together? Please, Neil, can we?
If you insist. Empire of the Sun, these are Gay Diaz anthems. Neil and Debbie here. We've got Nero and Two Minds coming up in a couple of seconds.
Neil, obviously Empire of the Sun, they're a fabulous Australian, wonderful group. I just am in love with them. I want to kiss the album cover, do everything to it. But can we also say congratulations to another Antipodean this week? Because...
Oh my God, that's me right there.
She's done it, Neil. She is number one with Tension, which I think... I'm loving that more than Padam Padam.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can't get enough of it. Please, can we play it? Mm. It's now number one in America and the UK.
Oh, that's amazing. Well
seriously,
done.
Kylie. See, she's a great example. Be decent to people and great things happen to you.
Yes.
I love it when great people, lovely people, win Big Brother. Like Juicy. Oh, my God, you Randy Mayer. I loved her. I love it when good people do well.
Yes.
And Kylie is one of those.
Yes.
And she's freaking amazing. Number one in America and USA.
Well, America and USA is actually the same place, but there we are.
It's hurt my feelings. You said you pointed that error. Well done, Kylie.
Dancing's what clears my soul. Dancing's what makes me whole.
What I like is dance music. You know, music that you can have a really good dance to.
What we all do. We all do, don't we, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
This is Endebs, it's Gadio, and Beyonce is on the way. Now, it's a very big week this week, which is why I've had my hair done, right?
Oh, right. It's a shame that it went wrong then.
What would you describe that as?
Well, it's quite bleached, yeah.
It is, it's Oda Sun.
Oda Neighbours 80s, yeah.
But Henry.
Yeah.
Out of Neighbours, not even good Kylie hair. I'm Henry with Sun in. So spend £100.
No.
Don't, Neil. £100 to go to my hairdresser, who's nicknamed Edward Scissormouth, because as soon as I get in there, he starts to, tell me about his family problems.
Right.
All right. I don't ask him.
No.
He just tells me.
Mm.
So he starts, and I think because he's getting so emotional and, this unveiling of all these negative feelings, it goes into my hair. So this week we have, and please show yours. I need a good hairdresser that doesn't do this because my hair really is.
That's your hair.
But I sadly got it done this week because I'm celebrating Lisa and Mine's 10th anniversary.
Oh, congrats.
It's 10 years. Yeah, it actually happened last night.
Oh, wow.
And we went out for a fabulous, fantastic celebration of our 10 years.
Mm.
And I've found some clips of when we had our first date on air.
Oh, yes.
Which you set up 10 years ago. Can I share them with you? I've got two beautiful clips. I'm going to play them now. I'm going to play them in a bit. I might get emotional because they are just lovely.
All
They're
right.
just beautiful. And you can tell we've only just met. And, my heart just jumped, trebled in size, like when Snoopy sees Woodstock.
Yes.
There is, there's just such a happy, happy feeling, which I'd love to share, because it's amazing, 10 years.
I know.
10 years.
I am so proud of you. Yeah. That's brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. And I'm so proud of Lisa's patience. It's so wonderful. Thank God, is all I can say.
End of time, Beyonce on Gay Diaz Anthems. Neil and Debbie here.
Neil, I want you to think about first dates.
Mm-hmm.
First dates now. Either ones you've been on or ones we used to work with a guy called Lee who had the best stories about dates because he had just the worst first dates. But there is never not a story with a first date, be it wow or oh my God, run.
Yeah.
You see it on First Dates on Channel 4, don't you?
You did.
You go chemistry or you go, oh my God, run now. Get out the toilet. Just go out the toilet. Leave it. Leave. But 10 years ago this week, Lisa and I met for the first time.
Wow.
You set up a date on a previous radio station, and we met up, and, well, I found the audio from the sort of review of her date that went out on air the day after. I must apologise because this is not the greatest audio, but this is Lisa's review of our first date.
Did you enjoy yourself, Lisa? Because I certainly did.
Yes, I did, Debbie.
Lisa's quite a bit taller than me, so we had
Really?
Yeah, I had to go up on the pavement.
So what for? What did you have to go up on the pavement for? what was that for, Debbie? Hmm?
Oh, just when we were walking, you know.
Oh, I see, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like being with Ronnie Corbett?
It was exactly the same. Yeah.
Trotting alongside.
It's lovely.
Very good. So, what time did the date finish then, exactly?
When we got kicked out.
Oh, right, closing time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, what happened?
Well, then we said goodbye.
Did you? Right, okay. Was this once again, did Debbie have to go down on the curb?
Pardon? Do that on a first date?
So, we've got on the curb and said goodbye.
Right, okay. Oh, it's quite forceful, isn't
she?
Yeah?
Very forceful.
So, may I ask another question? Will you be seeing Debbie again?
Sure.
Oh, straight in there. Wow. Well, I'm very happy for you both. It's great news. I'm going to give you a little ripple. It's all gone very well. Here's to date two.
Wow.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago, Neil. We had our 10th anniversary yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you? What happened on date two? Was it...
No, Neil, no, that's private and none of... No, Neil, that's immature and you've sullied it now, actually. Can we play the song? Oh, what a night. Oh, you...
Squeezing in as many Gaydio anthems as we can. This Ooh. Is the Anthem Hour. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday. If you want to tweet us, you can at This Is NDebs at Gaydio. Can we still call it tweeting? Is that allowed or is it X?
Everyone is love.
Right.
Everyone's still calling it Twitter.
Yeah.
It hasn't worked, that X, has it?
No.
And it's actually quite sinister in the morning when you wake up and you look at your phone and it's just a screen full of X, 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 X. Like the world has ended. I really don't enjoy it.
No.
I don't enjoy that. Neil, there's an apology to make on Twitter. This is coming from Lolly.
Oh.
Avid Squarehead. Avid Squarehead. Debbie! Hello! This is Emily Blunt. No, that wasn't a question. this is vis-a-vis last week when I was convinced that Emily Stone, who is up for 101 Oscars, was Emily Blunt. And you went, are you sure? Because I played this clip.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to?
Seriously. And I was so excited about it being Emily. I imagined it was Emily Blunt, not Emma Stone. So I've got to apologise, Neil. You were right and I was wrong. Thank you, Lolly, for highlighting that and just put a little gif of that actual scene. And it's so delicious, Neil. Can we have it again? This film is my perfect film. I think I like it more than Star Wars. It's everything about it is génial.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to?
Earlier on, I gave Debbie three choices from three tracks that we could hear in full at the end of the Anthem Hour. They included Spancock's To the Club, Rough Driver's Dream, and Jose Nunez's Visitors. Which one have you decided to plump for?
They were strong, strong, strong. But as I mentioned earlier, Neil.
But as a gay man, I'm contractually obligated to support
Catherine Ellis. At all costs. Catherine Ellis, and can we start this? Because Stewie, the glamorous PA to Catherine Ellis, the diva, don't look her in the eyes. Do you know that? He was listening last week and loved the fact that we played Catherine last week.
Yes, I know.
Loved it. Yeah. So, should we introduce this the only way we know how? Ready? She taught us how.
Rough Drivers presents Arola, a.k.a. The Diva. Wow, so good,
it's
that.
It's me, I'm really here. It's the diva, Catherine Ellis. Don't look her in the eyes. Don't look her in the eyes. By the way, I've got an update from beautiful Stewie, Catherine Ellis's long-suffering PA, who has been to the best Star Wars. Now, best Star Wars thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, right, yes. 7 seconds.
Right, I've got to tell you about a new gay app, a new gay app that's come on the market. And also, can I please tell you something else that I haven't got ready yet?
Oh, well, you've got 2 seconds to remember what it is.
It's about the Cher new album.
You run out of time. Time for some random clips at midday.
Let me tell you something. I am lactating with rage.
Aunt Blanche is a lesbian.
Ooh. Switch it up, gays.
Dua Lipa on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. I almost wanted Neil to say the title of that song, but I thought best not.
No, do it, Neil. Do it.
I don't give a Dua Peep.
Wouldn't you just love sometimes to say that to someone?
Yeah.
If you think about the last person you'd love to say that to. Oh, I'm sorry, but I just don't give. I don't. Can I just suggest one for me? We'd love to hear yours as well. At this is NDibs at Gaydio. My hairdresser, Edward Scissormouth, who has paid £100 to have my hair bleached, like George Michael in the Careless Whisper video. I had to sit opposite Australian Lisa over a very romantic dinner with my hair looking like Brad from Neighbours in the 1980s. So, that's who I would have said it to, Neil.
Follow us on Instagram. This is NDebs is where you will find us, which is what Misha has done. Has just followed us. Thank you very much. Hello, Misha. Welcome to the club. Also, message on Insta from...
What? What did you... What the hell did you just say? Did you just say Insta like Steve Wright? I thought we put a ban on this, Neil. On Instagram.
Karen Orr, 1978, says, mentioned you in a comment. It says here, ha-ha, I've seen this before, but now I haven't seen this before, but now I have. I love it even more. Now, of course, we've played this clip on the show quite a lot, but here's a more fuller version. You'll remember this from Miss Piggy.
Get ready to sexercise. The world is yours to take sexercise. A piece of cake, get in the mood, get the right kind of food. And the snacksercising is making me hungry.
That, if you ever are feeling a bit low, just Google Miss Piggy snacksercise.
It's brilliant.
It's her in lycra doing exercising, but her exercising is snacksercising, which means you just eat. You don't need to do any exercising.
Yeah.
And that's what we do, Neil, isn't it?
Yeah, we're rather good at it, aren't we? We're accomplished.
Would you like to know about a new gay dating app that's on the marquee?
Yes, please. Becky Hill featuring Shifkey. That's Better Off Without You on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here, Saturday morning. No, in fact, it's Saturday afternoon now, isn't it? You can tweet us. This is NDebs at Gaydio. Email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
You know, you were talking about snacksercising a second ago. Snacksercise! Miss Piggy on vocals there. On vocals. Neil, I've got a little... what am I talking about?
I don't know. You got a quiz?
What on earth? Yes, I've got a little quiz, but I know... Vis-a-vis snacksercising and eating, I have finally found a competition that you and I might actually be in a chance of winning. Have we ever won any awards, Neil?
No.
Have we tried to win awards?
Well, yes.
Yes. But I think we are shoo-in for this competition. This is some Six Music in the week.
The annual Fat Bear competition is underway in Alaska. Millions of people take part in the online poll, choosing from a short list of a dozen bears in the Katmai National Park who've had to eat a year's worth of food in 6 months ahead of their winter hibernation.
Now, play that on a radio station like one that isn't gay. That's fine. But play that on a gay one. That is an invitation, nay, a challenge.
Yes.
Neil, to eat a whole winter's worth of food in one sitting. Hands up, who wants to be involved in that?
I'm up
Hands
for that.
Up. It's a very strong yes from us. First, I've got a new gay app to tell you about that my friend Paul sent in the week. It's called, it's got 80,000 members. It started this week.
Right.
And if you're a gay bear or a daddy, this is the one for you. It's called the Older Gay Association.
Oh, yes.
The photos on it are phenomenal. You know when you look over someone's shoulder and you go, oh, my God, swipe left, show me the photo. This one is quite the gallery. We've done nothing but post these photos in our WhatsApp group for the last week. It's astonishing, the photos that people post, knowing it's a public post,
right,
on this site. So, Neil, I'm going to put a profile up for you.
Right.
On the Older Gay Association. Just have a look now. It's a private group, but you can see some of the pictures.
Okay.
Okay?
Where am I looking?
Just Google in the next song, Older Gay Association.
Right.
On Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, have a look there.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Am I going to be in for something quite...
The second guy, this picture number two, that is the man I want you to end up with, Neil.
Martin Selvig.
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm not here right now.
It's a beautiful song, that one.
Very good.
At This Is N Debs. That's us, Neil and Debbie, on Twitter. Refuse to say X. And if you'd like to go on Instagram, we're on at This Is N Debs, I believe.
That's right.
Is that
yes.
true?
Yeah, This Is N Debs.
Yeah. Or you can go via the website and send us a message straight through to us, I believe. Neil, can we say hello to Walter Lorenko? Walter Lorenko, who was in that Kylie queue for the tension.
Oh, yes, yes.
Last week and got in, was one of the first people in. One of the first people in.
Well done.
And got a load of booty, which, you know, a lot of people are selling that on eBay. I've seen it this week. Fact. Little quiz to play for you in a second, Neil. As a gay man, I'd like you to answer this question. It's quite a tricky one.
But as a gay man, I'm contractually obligated to support at all costs.
Who would you think that's about?
I've no idea.
It's my new favourite show on America. It's called Today with Holder and Jenna.
Right.
And there's an openly gay guy who, well, revealed this week.
Okay, wait. Cher plus a Christmas album equals, we're not sure, but something amazing.
Okay, so you guys, I do love Cher, and I'm here for this Christmas album, but as a gay man, I'm contractually obligated to support Mariah Carey at all costs. But Cher is coming for Mariah's Queen of Christmas.
Tell us.
Now, Cher did tweet out and said, are you ready for my Christmas album? And she did say, don't expect your mom's Christmas album. You will not hear Silent Night.
So what are we going to get?
So apparently Cher has a duet coming up. She collaborated with an artist that she said she has been admiring for years, who does not do collaborations.
Any guesses?
I have not a clue.
No, yeah, like who doesn't do collaborations? Can somebody Google that?
Can somebody Google that?
Can somebody Google that?
It's my new favorite phrase. Well, yes, somebody did Google that, and that somebody was me. And something popped up, but it was not what I was expecting.
Right.
More about that in a moment.
Oh, come on. I want to know now.
No.
You tease.
Can somebody Google that? Ballad
2 is better. Olivia Rodrigo on Gadio. Bad idea, right? Neil and Debbie here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sister, where do we start with those? It's the last bad idea you had, Neil. Shout it out. Just let it come out your mouth now. Last bad idea.
Oh.
Don't think you have to go too far back. Do you?
No, well, at the time it seemed like the right idea, didn't it? But, you know.
Come on, tell us, because you don't share much of your life on air.
No,
we'd love to hear it.
My last relationship, really, wouldn't it? In hindsight.
Oh my God, is that the last bad decision you made?
Well, it wasn't really a decision, was it? I was swept up in it, you know.
Oh no, look what I've unearthed. It's like talking to my hairdresser, Edwin Scissormouth, who unloads. I did ask, to be fair.
Yeah.
Your last bad decision, please, at This Is End Up, at KDO, share with the group. Mine was asking my hairdresser how he was
right.
Edward Scissormouth.
Yeah, well, you should know better by now, shouldn't you?
I'm going to have to change.
Yes.
I've just got to change. I've 2 hours in the chair, and he said to me, if you are new to this show, I've had an on-off relationship. Well, on, because I just can't say no. I can't ditch my hairdresser. Loads of people have this issue, Neil. It's really hard to ditch
your
hairdresser.
I think it's mainly you.
No, a lot of people can't ditch them. They're loyal to them. And, do you know what? I'm bored of my own voice talking about this now. I just need to change hairdresser. If you're a hairdresser, can you please let us know at This Is End Debs, at Gadio. And if you don't, talk about your family problems. But I'm frozen in
motion and my head tells me to stop. Joel Corry, M&EK on Gadio's Head and Heart. This is Neil Debbie here.
Knees and toes, and eyes and ears. Neil, do you remember when we saw M&EK at New York Pride, which was World Pride? That's just before lockdown.
I know.
Isn't that right? By the way, well done to Channel 4, who did a brilliant show on lockdown in the week. It was, I urge everyone to watch it.
Oh.
It was eye-opening.
Oh.
And bottle-opening too, wasn't it? But this is Ndebs at Gaydio, Eman, Debs at Gaydio.co.uk. You know, a moment ago we played, well, a clip from America talking about Cher's new Christmas album.
Yes.
And it ended, the report from the Today Show on Breakfast TV in America said...
Can somebody Google that?
Who is Cher going to collaborate with? She said she's going to collaborate with someone huge on her new Christmas album. Well, I Googled Cher plus Christmas album.
Right.
And you know what came up?
Frank Sinatra?
No. No, love. Mariah Carey.
Oh.
All right. She's not duetting with her. The headline was, Christmas is Mariah's cash cow... And like a spoilt child, she doesn't want to share. And it's a trick, they should have gone, share. And there is an article running in the, wait for it, National Enquirer.
Oh, that, yes.
Quality, this week, that says Mariah has thrown a hissy fit, quote unquote, about every other artist that's ever released a Christmas album. She thinks she owns the holiday. An insider added, and there's all these quotes from people who clearly are not Mariah fans.
Right.
Do you know how much money that Mariah makes without opening her mouth every year from that song?
Go on.
Are you ready? Imagine if this was your paycheck.
Yeah, $10 million.
No. You've over-egged it like there, love. $1.2 million every year without doing anything.
Wow, that's nice to learn, isn't it?
If I had that coming in, love, I'd be doing absolutely nothing. Wouldn't you? I'd just be.
Well, hang on a minute. When did she last have something out?
Oh! I actually, hang on. We've got breaking news here. It was a re-release of her Christmas album, Neil, and I'm delighted to. We can bring you this as an exclusive.
Oh, great!
All I want for Christmas is
gone. Well. When you got 1.2 million, you don't really need to make an effort, do you?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and I know you had a very romantic week, haven't you, so far? One thing and another.
What was that, Neil? yes, I have had a beautiful week, Neil, because I'm delighted to say that the beautiful Australian Lisa has, well, we celebrated a... Freak out to this! Freak out!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10-year anniversary.
Amazing.
So, which is just gorgeous. And I made 3 Moonpig.com cards of the last 10 years.
Gorgeous.
Photos from our anniversaries, from things we've done. And I made this as well, Neil.
Oh.
We met for the first time in Leicester Square.
Oh, yes.
And I said, well, Lisa, I don't really know what you look like. I've seen you on Facebook, but I don't really know what you look like. And she went, oh, you'll know. And she stood outside Leicester Square, and I made that for her this week.
Oh, it's like a blue plaque. Met here for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And I stood on the very spot we first met in Leicester Square, and I held that up.
You are romantic, you.
Well, no, it's fun, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, get a blue plaque,
mate. It's really lovely. Yeah, lovely.
Lisa!
She has filed a report. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Neil. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. Aww.
Can you believe that it is mine and Debbie's 10-year anniversary?
Ah, yes.
Well, it was yesterday. 10 years since our radio date when you played Cilla Black.
Did I?
And we had to ask each other questions. Mm. And then 5 days later, Debbie and I went out on a real life date and she was an hour late.
Ah!
And she's been late ever since. How fabulous. 10 years.
Aww.
It's very exciting, isn't it? 2013 to 2023.
Wow.
So hopefully we will spend some more of this weekend celebrating how fabulous life is. That's all I've got to say this week because it's taken up my whole week.
Yes.
And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you. So hurry up, please, Debbie.
Oh, yes. Bye. Go on, Debbie. Yeah. Oh. I'm celebrating this week.
No comment, Your Honour.
Anthony Murphy on the way with Gaydio's requests this afternoon for you.
Oh, have you got some, like, love music? that we can play right now for Anthony. Beautiful Anthony.
Yes, I might have something here.
If you could play something, because Andy Murphy with your Gaydio requests. Up next, you pick a song, and if he can't play that, he'll ask you to pick again. And if it's not the card you have chosen, then I'm afraid it won't get played. I'm not quite sure what that meant. This is slightly off-putting, Neil. Poor Anthony Murphy wasn't very well last week.
Oh.
He started the show off saying, I'm not firing on all cylinders.
Right.
And he was feeling a little bit... Neil, this is like his death march.
Well, you asked for some love music.
Well, yeah, love music, but this sounds like we're lowering... that doesn't sound like...
Right.
He's fine.
He'll be here in his spangly jacket very soon, playing Gaydio's requests.
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, is he higher or lower than a 5 this week? Do you think he'd be higher or lower than a 5? That's the Alan Carr version, right?
Yeah, adore. They are. Brilliant.
But we do. We send lots of love to you, Anthony. It's a great show as well. If you think of any song that you'd love to hear, you let him know and he will do that for you. You can request this back if you like.
I'd happily hear this all afternoon, yeah, wouldn't you? Yeah.
So we're a bit of it now. Go on. I'll parade up and down the cards.
Yeah, well done. That's quite enough of that. Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, and well done, love. In spite of your technical issues at your end, you've been a trooper.
My technical issue, doctor. My technical issues this week have been horrendous. Yes, they've not been the best, but there we are. Could we say a huge mwah, to the wonderful Adele Roberts? She's just confirmed she'll be taking part of the next series of Dancing on Ice.
Oh,
she's
amazing, right.
In
yeah.
Big Brother, yeah. And I just think she's fantastic. We are so behind you. So are Diva magazine as well. Oh. Everyone's behind Adele Roberts. We're also behind Anthony Murphy because we love him. He's up next. You lucky things.
Can somebody Google that?
KDO.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
It's great, this piece of music. It's so good.
I just love to go to a club where they just play songs like this.
Yeah.
Like this. I'd love the Raccoons. I'd love blankety blank, blankety blank. This is, I'd be so proud if I made this.
Yeah, it's joyous, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So jazzy.
Oh.
Prize number one.
It's lovely. Thank you, love. It's probably enough now. It's probably enough.
I'll get rid of it. There we are. Oh, I can't switch it off.
Oh, no. We're going to another one now. It's the podcast Sex Ritz. And between, because you're our favourites, if you're listening to this, you know you're our favourites. If you've waded through the treacle that was today's show on the podcast, you deserve an extra prize for being here, getting to the spot. I've got 4 computers open, Neil.
I can't believe what you've had to... I mean, it's amazing what a new computer can do in terms of setting us back.
I had to buy a new laptop because my old one, the screen went and I'm looking through it with a torch to try and turn it on.
Is that the one that you've had since we were at the old place?
No, I had to buy another one since then.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Talk of the old place.
I know. It's come off. Well, it is where you met Lisa. We always said that was the one thing that came out of that is you met Lisa there.
Isn't it funny in life? Because, Neil, I hate to think how long we've worked together now. In fact, I love to think.
I can't even remember what year it was, to be honest with you.
I think Sesame Street might help us.
It's longer than that.
What, 10? Longer than 10 years?
Yes.
Shut up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That is how it is done.
Do you think it's more than 12 years we've known each other?
Yes. We were longer at Gaydar than we were at the... I mean, it's 10 years since we were at the other place.
Oh, don't mention that place.
And then, it must be.
We're going to have to work it out, love, because that's got to go in the book. I'm currently writing the book.
I couldn't tell you what year we started together, but we were doing Gaydar at least for 4 or 5 years, weren't we? Not longer.
It was 2000. Year 2000.
No. It wasn't even going then.
Oh, was it not?
No.
2010.
Something like that, probably, yeah.
All right.
Siri, what? Tell us about our lives.
Ask Jason Rosen when he left. He'll
Should
know.
I Google that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll Google that. Actually, it's quite a sad week we've got coming up because we're going to our beautiful friend Jamie Crick's funeral.
We are, yes.
Who was pivotal in the running of Gaydar. And if you don't know what Gaydar is, it was the best radio station that has ever existed on Earth.
Yeah.
Fact.
Well, along with all the other ones that people are loyal to, you know. But it was our favourite, wasn't it? It was our, you know.
No, it was the best. It was so ballsy.
Well,
Ballsiest, most... I remember the first time I ever heard it on my DAB in Oxford. I went, what the F is this? It's effing brilliant.
Yeah.
And Duh, Sunrising Up was being played.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what else happened, but I thought, oh my God, I want to work for this station.
Yeah.
And then I did. Brilliant.
It was.
Absolutely brilliant radio station.
I know, it was really, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were there. We were part of it. So.
Proud. You know, when you have... Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you look back in times of your life, and here's a handy sound effect for that, and you go, oh God, I'm so glad I did that. And then even when things get, when it comes off the rails, you go, I'm glad that did because it put me on to this track and that's much better.
Yeah.
So although the radio station after Gaydar was just... Let's shred it. Let's put it in the shredder. Put that in the shredder now.
Yeah.
But I did get to meet beautiful Australian Lisa.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
it. After a date with Man Hands. Do you remember that?
Oh, goodness. Yes. We didn't mention Man Hands.
We need to do cobweb news on the show, Neil, because we need your cobweb news update. Cobweb news is when you haven't had a date in a while. I don't know. When was the last time you went on a date, Neil, out of interest?
Oh, I don't know.
A day ago?
Yeah. No.
A day ago? 2 days ago?
No. No. Oh, my life's been... It's very different than it used to be. Yeah.
Neil, we're waiting for an answer, but in the meantime...
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.
It's a work of art, that film. So we'll move on now. I felt the uncomfortableness with that. But yeah, I can't remember what we're talking about. We're talking about Man Hands. And again, out of crap... comes good. I think that's a metaphor for life. Something crap happens, actually physical crap, a piece of manure. What grows out of it?
Well, that's tomato true. Some runner beans or something
runner,
you know.
Beans.
Yeah.
So you need
a lemon.
Lemon. You need the crap to have the good stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And that's quite deep for us.
Yeah.
And don't think we're going to get higher than that, Neil. So should we skedaddle? Like,
because
we are actually we are knackered as well. We're absolutely spent forces.
Neil and Debbie,